The time is 8:54 here on Illinois Public Media. Time now for a look at the commodities market. The opening report from Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in, hello to Chip Nellinger from Blue Reef Agri-Marketing in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Chip. Sorry about that.
No problem. Good morning. We're seeing a little bit of red on the screen here, mostly across the board in the grain markets. We are just about 24 hours away from the August crop report from the WASD report coming out here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. So the market is on alert for that, selling off a little bit into this report. Not much in the way expected as far as yield changes. Average estimate is just for a small fractional tick lower in yields on corn and beans. They are expecting, however, maybe some possible upward revisions on acreage estimates as the USDA incorporates RMA acreage data into this report. So that's a little bit of a wild card. Also, the market responding to crop conditions report, they were steady on beans yesterday at 61% good to excellent, falling 1% on corn to 62% good to excellent. It's a little bit supportive potentially because of some very beneficial rains around over the last week to 10 days. Hasn't seemed to have done much to increase crop conditions, especially in the case of corn. So mixed bag in here, a little bit of caution ahead of the crop report tomorrow. Overall, though, the market has been pretty stable the last few trading sessions. Right now, September corn's down 2 cents a bushel at 436 and a half, just a quarter of a cent. I should say that's 2 cents off of earlier lows. December corn down 1 3/4, 460 even. March of 27 down 1 1/2. 475 3/4. May of 27 down 1 1/2, 45. July corn down 1 1/2, 490 3/4. Decent 27 corn down 1 1/4 right now, 488 1/4. On the bean side, same thing there. We also did see an announcement flash sale this morning of 136,000 metric tons of beans for China. Also 180,000 metric tons of meal to the Philippines. So again, almost on a daily basis, China buying beans, but nonetheless, a little bit lower here so far. September beans down 5 3/4, 11.56 even. November down 6 1/4, 11.73 1/4. We've got the January contract down 6 cents, 11.88 3/4. March down 5 1/2 at 11.96 1/4. November 27 beans down 2 1/4, 11.62 1/2. Mixed in the soy products, December soy meal up 60 cents a ton, 3.12.20. December soy oil had a good day yesterday, giving most of those gains back and then some today, down 156 points at 67.58. And wheat mostly lower in all classes. September Chicago down 8 3/4, 6.31 3/4. December down 8 3/4, 6.50 1/2. September Kansas City down a dime, 7.03 1/2. And the December also down a dime at 7.21 1/4. December Minneapolis wheat futures down 6 1/2 cents at 6.88 1/2. When you're looking over here at the livestock markets, mostly higher in the cattle complex. August live cattle up 50 cents at 233.77. That's still about a buck and a quarter below last week's weighted average cash trade. And expectations are for slightly higher cash trade this week, giving us a little bit of a boost here. October up 120 at 228.10. December live cattle up 137. 227.32. February is up 135 at 227.37. On the feeders, we are up 230 on the September contract, 346.87. Up 242 on the October feeders, 338.30. November up 247 at 330.62. And the January is up 242, 321.87. On the hog side, we are down 42 cents right now in October's at 82.22. December lean hogs down 40 at 74.72. And the February's down an even 50 cents at 77.97. Outside markets in focus as well. The metals markets have had a nice day. Gold up $29 an ounce right now at 44.48.70. Crude oil had a big dip update yesterday, down 62 cents right now, 81.51. Dollar index is roughly unchanged at 99.69, Jim.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Chip Nellinger with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, bringing us our opening commodity market report for today. We'll have another report in 2 hours. Todd Gleason brings you the closing market report at 2.06 p.m. here on AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 at HD3 Urbana. The time is 9 o'clock. NPR News and 1A is coming up next. Let's take a look at the weather forecast, which is headlined by a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 2 p.m. for parts of central Illinois, including Champaign, Vermilion, and Ford counties. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy today with a chance of thunderstorms, the high 88. A few storms could become severe this afternoon, southwest winds at 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of thunderstorms and low around 70, southwest winds at 5. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 86. Right now, 82 degrees at Friends Plaza. The time is 9:01.